Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You heard in the update from Luke, Texas, an underdog. Week one is the number one team in America. We are going to go through the AP Top 25. Overrated, underrated at 7:35 this morning. And you've heard about Detroit's comeback and how much the area is improving. There's one area I think needs a little more attention. We'll do that at 7:50.
Oh, okay.
Jared Goff. The Jared Goff conversation. The conversation that we could have had and kind of had when the season ended, but let's rev it back up as we get set for a big year for Jared Goff. It's the question of, can you win a Super Bowl with him? And do you fully trust him? And does he still have something to prove to you? And it's all of this at once because his career is that of revitalization. He came here for his career to die. It hasn't. It's flourished. He's established himself once again as a top 10 quarterback in the league. He had big playoff games 2 years ago, right? He had to make big throws to beat the Rams and exercise a ton of demons, and the Goff chant was born. And then you know what? They did it again the very next week against the Bucks. And I would contend he played well enough to win the game in the Bay Area against San Francisco. And it felt like we've got our guy. Only for last year, him to have four turnovers in a home playoff game as a double-digit favorite. And it cast doubt back inside people's minds. Now you throw in no Ben Johnson, new offensive lineman, two of them in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? Pressure up the middle is the thing that could get him killed. Yeah, and a tough schedule, road games, elite quarterbacks, a gauntlet. He still has a lot to prove. I think he can win a Super Bowl, John. I do. But I think it is dependent on the defense taking a step this year, that the run game maintains a level of stability, that the offensive line allows him to get to the second and third read and play action pass. Because if not, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
No. It is the ultimate team game. We had this discussion a little bit yesterday. Kids are going to play football, right? The lessons you learn. It is the ultimate team game because other than, you know, one guy who was drafted this year, you don't really have people playing both ways. Like right. you're just don't. So it is fair or unfair. You're going to judge a quarterback like I have with Joe Burrow, whether you win or lose. How many Super Bowls do you have? Ultimately, that's going to be what gets you into the Hall of Fame more or less, right? Because you know that's always the conversation when guys are up for, you know, induction into the Hall. Well, how many Super Bowls does a quarterback have? Well, one. I don't know. Is it just really good, or is it two, or is it none, but the numbers are eye-popping? Like, that's the discussion. So when you think about Jared Goff, how much of last year was tainted by the performance in the postseason against Washington because he had
a lot of it.
A career year. But he was unbelievable, and he did carry this team along with Jahmyr Gibbs, along with Amon-Ra St. Brown, when the defense struggled because the defense was just eviscerated by injuries.
But I think a lot of it was tainted by the playoff game. I mean, he finished top five in MVP voting and threw 37 touchdowns, but at the end of the day, this team's going to be defined by what they do in the postseason.
And right. Well, I mean, too. Lamar Jackson has ended up number one twice
in
MVP voting, but has never been able to finally get the job done.
We got some text coming in. Let's get people's feedback on this. And open lines, 248-539-9797. He can definitely take us to a Super Bowl, but we need a good backup for games when he's in a funk. That's a secondary discussion.
Yes, it is a secondary discussion. Yeah, not the discussion we're having right now.
Says, numbers lie, and they are in this case. The tape says Goff can't win the big game, Kevin in Chicago. I like Jared Goff. He's a good guy and a good quarterback, but I don't think we could win a Super Bowl with him under center. I do not trust Jared Goff. I think the future is with Hendon Hooker. He will take us further.
Stop it.
I'm waiting to see if it's signed Jamar Westline. It's not. It says, I think he is the better quarterback. I want to see him starting. I'm hoping Jared Goff gets hurt. Okay, you're a bad person.
You're bad. Yeah. What?
You're a dumb person.
Did you not watch the game the other night?
Come on.
Hendon Hooker's the better quarterback? Come on.
Nick in Clarkston says, of course, we can win a Super Bowl with Goff. Look at examples like Flacco and Foles. He's a solid QB.
Dilfer.
Making elite quarterback dollars. That means it's actually on Holmes to be that much more shrewd in the cap navigating and spending dollars to close the gap on the quarterbacks who are elite. I think that's a super savvy text. Like, Goff is who he is. He's a top 10 quarterback in the world. But if the Lions are going to beat teams with better quarterbacks, they have to have a better team. So it puts the pressure on Brad Holmes.
Yeah. Well, I agree. And, okay, you know, hey, where's Zadarius? I think within the next 8 or 9 days, he better be in Detroit.
Going through a breakup, eat your Ben and Jerry's, and then get to camp. Let's go.
So the whole win the big game thing, he did it with the Rams. He won that game at New Orleans.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of controversy in that.
Right, and I think the one thing for him is the game in San Francisco, he did everything that you would ask for a quarterback to do in that game on the road, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people around him let him down. I just think when it comes to Goff, it's your tier two is perfect. And I feel like although they're different style quarterbacks, him and Baker Mayfield are very similar in terms of you're just going to get a couple clunkers per season.
Yeah.
And that clunker can't happen at the critical moment. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with Justin Herbert.
I think I would take Goff over Herbert right now in terms of a trust factor to win a game.
You can have some really good numbers, and then all of a sudden you have a clunker, and your clunker comes at a critical moment. That it's hard to take. I think Justin Herbert can win a Super Bowl.
But I think in terms of like for Goff versus Herbert, Herbert has the better arm, and he has the better mobility. Mm-hmm. But guess what he doesn't have? I think the moxie to play the position in the league compared to Goff.
Like, that's a good word.
Like, I think like Goff in some ways is it's kind of like a Tom Brady light in the pocket. Like Brady didn't have the greatest mobility, but Brady had good footwork in the pocket.
He knew awareness.
He knew how to bounce around and buy that extra second. And Goff is not very nowhere near Brady in terms of that. He's just kind of clunky.
Well, but what I do like about Goff, that is Brady light, let's just say, is you don't often see him get blindsided. And like we saw with Anthony Richardson against Baltimore this past week, like you don't see him not be aware of an unblocked defender. He will get rid of the ball. He'll throw the ball in the dirt. He'll throw it into the stands. He doesn't care about what that means for his QBR or what, you know, for a completion percentage. He does a good job of having the awareness of where is the blitz coming from. I need to get rid of this ball. He's got that clock in his head.
And I'm worried going into this season about the lesser experienced offensive line.
Yep.
And with Goff's attributes as a QB, how's that going to look? Pass protection is, it might be the biggest story surrounding this team going into the season.
I think it is the biggest story.
Well, and I think you might actually see early on that ball come out really quick. really quick. And not just because it's a three-step drop. It's because Goff recognizes, hey, there's a blitz here. I'm not confident that they have it picked up. Until he develops that confidence, that ball may come out by default.
But I think there's a clear distinction to make on pressure versus blitz. So, like, they have all these stats now. And Goff is a really good quarterback against the blitz because he identifies it, right? He thrives against Flores. You want to do something exotic. I'm smart. I'm cerebral. I might not be the fastest, but I can ID a blitz and get the ball out quick.
Right.
Goff's a good quarterback against the blitz. Many of the high-end quarterbacks are, because now you're telling me you have 6 in coverage instead of 7. Well, great. Yeah,
I know where to go with the ball.
I love that. Goff is not good against pressure, which is not the same thing. So if the blitz is identified, but the line doesn't win the rep and the pressure gets there quickly, he's hosed.
Right. But so if you're not good against pressure and if you're going to give up pressure, it's best that it's right in the face of the quarterback so he can see it, which is where this offensive line is going to be unproven. I don't want to say that they're going to be bad, but they're unproven. So it's, hey, I can see that Ratledge is getting beat on this play because my eyes are downfield, but I have to look directly through that guard or either guard center combo because I wouldn't anticipate if I'm dropping back as Jared Goff, I'm not going to ever anticipate that Penei Sewell gets beat.
No.
So if I get hit by pressure over there, then
we got bigger problems.
Yeah, we got bigger problems. And so, I'm not going to be good against pressure because I think that is going to be locked down 100% of the time.
But the difference is, and it's look, you can scheme it up however you want, but pressure up the middle gets there fastest. You can't slide away from interior pressure. It's going to be there before you can step out of it in a lot of cases.
Right, which is why I think when I say that ball comes out quick, I think it's going to come out quick in those first 3 or 4 games just by default of he can't possibly have the confidence in those 3 guys that he had last year.
What I'm saying is when we invoke Brady, and it's always in the context of Brady light, what Brady's kryptonite was, in addition to being mortal, right, interior pressure. Because I can't chip with a back off the edge or leave a tight end off the edge. It's going to be here before I can get 2 seconds into my step back, my drop back. So for Goff, it's no different. Like, we can't roll him out. We can't help him on the edge. If the guard loses, Goff's on the ground.
Right.
It's over.
That's why, and I know Hank Fraley is telling his guys this in the middle, and Graham Glasgow knows it. Sometimes just got to be a speed bump. All right. You cannot get beat on the snap of the ball. You can't whiff at a guard or center position. Now, it happens. That will definitely result in a sack. But if you just simply, you stop their initial push and then you get beat. It's a club, it's a rip, it's a swim, it's whatever. Like, that's where Goff can actually have a second to get rid of the ball. But there's no quarterback that if we talked about Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, when he is under duress and he's scrambling around, he gives you more time, but he can't win a Super Bowl when he's under duress like that. It's been proven.
This year for Goff is the rubber match. I would say his first playoff in Detroit was confirmation that he's the guy, and I think his second playoff in Detroit with the 4 turnovers has people doubting. So this is the rubber match. You're going to be in the playoffs, right? And there's going to be more on your shoulders. We're going to find out, and conveniently, right as the extension kicks in. Buckle up.
Really quick, Ticket Texter pointed out, made a comparison to Alex Smith.
Yeah.
In the Kansas City days.
Yeah.
Is that what Goff is doing here?
He's better than Alex Smith.
I think he is, but I don't think it's that far apart. Alex Smith's mobility, that was pre-injury for Alex Smith, remember? I don't know. I think it's a pretty, eventually they drafted a QB because they couldn't get over the hump.
I mean, what do you want me to say? Yeah, if we can draft Patrick Mahomes, I'm all for it.
Right.
He's not in this draft.
He's not. We'll get to Heather's news, 2 Grand Slam. It's all coming up, 97.1.
Hey, mark your calendars because on Tuesday, August the 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day. It's a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions, and here's a couple of them for you. A couple of options. Take a flyer on the MVP race. Jaden Daniels, $10 will win you $100, and crown your own Super Bowl champion in August. Call your shot out of the AFC. You might think about the Bills, plus 700. Lions coming out of the NFC, plus 1,100. Or you could parlay division winner dark horses. I took the NFC and I built one for you. Washington, Detroit, Tampa, Arizona. If they all four win and you put $10 down, you're going to win just a penny shy of $700. This is your day. Mark your calendars for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today to start planning your future bets now, because Futures Day is only one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, before we give away some money, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, some thieves were on the loose this weekend, stealing wheels from those in need. Awful criminals, listen to this. There's an Oakland County nonprofit that needs your help after a trailer was stolen. And this trailer contained life-changing wheelchairs meant for athletes with disabilities in Troy. So this trailer was used by Agape Project, and it was reportedly taken from a parking lot in Troy over the weekend. They say a black truck pulled up, drove off with it, despite the fact that it did have this heavy-duty lock on it. And there were 9 chairs inside of this trailer, and each cost $6,500 each.
Jeez.
Yeah, and they say they take months and months to produce these wheelchairs. So the nonprofit is hoping that somebody knows something about it. Maybe this thief will have a change of heart and just return them, or somebody will spot them and return them. They're hoping they can get them all back.
I had no idea they cost that much.
I had no idea either, but I think that these ones are specially made.
Sure.
It's so sad. A 16-year-old from Clarkston has been arrested after allegedly shooting another teen in the wrist during an argument that took place at a party in Oxford last week. So the shooting happened last Friday night at Oakwood Lake Township Park. Police say the shooting started after this guy, one of the kids pointed a laser pointer in one of the other one's eyes. And anyway, the suspect fled the scene. The victim was taken to a local hospital. He was treated and released. It's going to be A-okay. The 16-year-old suspect was arrested the next day and is expected to face charges today.
He pointed a laser at him. It's always the dumbest thing.
I mean,
whenever these
16
stories,
and 17 years old. They're children.
Yeah.
And that children do dumb things. So thankfully, though, they say they're going to investigate fully and find out where this teen got their hands on this weapon. Yeah. Detroit City FC will soon have a new home in the heart of Detroit with their newly unveiled stadium, Alumnify Field, which is set to debut in 2027. The stadium, which will be constructed in Southwest Detroit, is expected to cost $150 million. And the Alumnify Field will be the football club's third home since 2012. They spent the nine previous seasons playing at Keyworth Stadium in Hamtramck. And they say the goal and the hope of this new stadium is to bring generation of soccer players and fans to DCFC. So
kind of felt like they had outgrown where they currently are.
Yeah.
I know
the rendering looks cool.
I was just going to say, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all know renderings don't always live up to their billing, but it does look cool.
It does look pretty sweet. In true Taylor Swift fashion, she announced she's dropping a new album, The Life of a Showgirl. So the name of her 12th studio album was released with this countdown clock on her website that ticked down to 12:12 a.m. And while she didn't yet disclose a release date or any other information about the tracks that will be on this album, she did post a video on Instagram giving a sneak peek of the album on the Travis and Jason Kelce podcast, New Heights. So she's going to be on with her boyfriend. Obviously, we'll have to wait till tomorrow night, the 13th, which is fitting for Taylor Swift. The podcast will air at 7 p.m. First time they're going to be doing the podcast together.
We don't really know about their banter at all. Like, they're not private in the sense that we see them all the time, but we don't see them engage with each other, like, ever.
I don't know anything about the two of them together, so it will
we'll
be interesting.
Out.
I mean, yeah. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I'm not a hater.
Right.
Like, I like her, but I don't follow her. Yeah, I'm not a Swiftie, but I am interested in seeing them together and seeing how they interact as a couple, and
yeah.
I don't really care about her album, but I'd listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
John doesn't have a lot of
thoughts on us.
Oh, I got nothing. I don't really care.
All right. Hey, if you want to win $2,000, you care about that, right, John?
Yes.
Call now, 248-539-9797. I'm going to end with this piece of news. It's a funny one. There is an NBA All-Star who went on Instagram Live to ask America how to use a can opener.
No.
Did you see this?
Is he Gen Z?
Tyrese Maxey.
Oh,
of the Philadelphia 76ers. It's going viral after this video of him struggling very, very badly to open a can, made its way around the internet. So he's trying
to
feed his
dog. Is he using a knife?
No, he has a can opener.
This looks like he's got a butter knife in his hand.
Well, maybe he took steps a
different
way. Maybe
he's trying to pry it after. What is he doing?
He did have a can opener, but he literally said he's never used one. His chef normally opens the cans for him.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
That's going to win people
after
over.
After a 13-minute long video, he finally did get the can open.
That's embarrassing.
Never used a can opener.
That's kind of... Even if you've never used one, how easy is it though?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
It's intuitive.
Yeah.
You should watch the video to see what he is trying to... I mean, what he is doing is nonsensical. Like, he's not opening the can... Like, the handles apart. He's just like...
Well, when you grab it, it opens... It's like... It's obvious there's two handles. Open them up.
Oh, I'm watching it.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's not a butter knife. It must have been like a thumbnail. But yeah, he is struggling, John.
Really poorly.
You're
people
mistaking
were suggesting
his thumbnail for a butter knife? That's
what to do.
John,
big thumbnail.
On video,
there's
a thumbnail image they use.
Okay.
It's on the internet where videos are stored.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about his hands and talking about the video itself. I'm like, wow, that's a big thumbnail.
It's Heather with the news. Two Grand Slam.
No. All right, let's give away some money. You can go buy your own can opener, cans of dog food, or
get your own chef for a day.
Get your own chef for the day, right? The rules are pretty simple. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. $2,000 if our contestant can get them all right.
Repping South Lyon this morning. It's Rob. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Rob.
Good.
Have you played before?
Yes. A couple times.
Oh, hey, season bet. All right. Well, then you know the rules. If you don't know one, pass, and we'll get back to it if there's enough time. All right, here we go, Rob.
Sounds
Your time
good.
Starts now. Who do the Lions play this Saturday?
Miami Dolphins.
Who is the head coach of the Miami Dolphins?
Pass.
This band had the 2000 hit Beautiful Day.
You too.
The Little League World Series is played in this Pennsylvania city.
Hyannisport.
Dundee is located in this Michigan county.
Pass.
This former Pistons player appeared in the 1995 movie Bad Boys.
Pass.
Who wears jersey number 12 for the Detroit Tigers?
Casey Mize.
The main campus of Vanderbilt University is located in this city.
Nashville.
Cam Ward was drafted by this NFL team.
Tennessee Titans.
Who is the head coach of the Boston Celtics?
Pass.
Who is the head coach of the Miami Dolphins?
Mike McDaniels.
After the buzzer.
Just after the butter.
What did he say for Little League World Series site?
Hyannisport.
Oh, okay.
Which happens to be in Massachusetts.
Oh, we needed Williamsport. Oh. But you got five. Five of the 10, right? That's, $125?
Yeah, that'll do.
That'll do.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Might not get you the personal chef, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get you a nice can opener.
For sure.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right,
thank you.
We'll
put you on hold. We'll get you paid. You want to go through this?
Yeah. The Tuesday Grand Slam is brought to you by Femininial Law. Get David, get paid.
All right, John, who do the Lions play Saturday?
The Miami Dolphins.
Head coach of those Dolphins?
McDaniel.
Yep. All right. The band that had the 2000 hit Beautiful Day.
I keep singing the song in my head since I saw this. You too.
You want to do it for us right now?
No, I don't. Okay. No,
I can't
no.
even think of the song. Sing it. How does it go?
I'm sure Greg will be mastery enough
All
to be
right.
able to come back with it after
sing
the break.
Just like
yes.
A jingle.
No.
Little League World Series site is in Williamsport. Dundee is in this county, John.
That would be Monroe. Come on, man.
Former Pistons player that appeared in Bad Boys.
This one's going deep into the archives. That's John Sally.
Mm-hmm. Number 12 for the Tigers. He got it right.
Casey Mize.
Campus of Vandy is located in this city.
Nashville. Right on the outskirts of Nashville. It's a beautiful campus.
Cam Ward drafted by this team.
The Tennessee Titans.
And the last one, I was like begging him to pass. He was sitting on it for so long. Who's the head coach of the Boston Celtics?
Joe Mazzulla. So we got one of those guys you could see him and you're like, what's his name?
Joe Mazzulla. I've been to Vanderbilt's basketball arena.
It's weird though, isn't it?
It's like the elevated court with the sitting down.
Right. Yeah.
First one I think ever that I remember. I was there for the NCAA tournament in 93 when Michigan played. Or not Michigan played there. I was visiting a friend and Kentucky was actually there. Michigan went on to beat Kentucky in that tournament. You were born.
Thank you. Notable.
Nashville Vanderbilt
around here.
Is one of the schools that Ruby was interested in. So we explored it a little bit. Was down there with Ellie for a softball tournament. Thought, well, I would take a look at this. It's a beautiful campus. So,
you ready to give the sponsor?
Yes.
Yeah, I already
did. Did. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just making
thanks
sure
for listening to me. Yes.
Maybe Greg will put it on the thumbnail of one of our videos.
That's my question, Jim.
All right. I'm just trying to do a little quality control around here. Coming up next, we've got the AP Top 25 Overrated, Underrated. I'm just looking out for the businesses, John. They sponsor stuff. I want them to get their love. It's 97.1. Speaking of giving some love, let's talk about KG
Law.
Pay
attention a little closer.
Thank you. If you're injured in an auto accident, take control with KG Law. Get personalized care, guidance, and full legal representation from the Michigan law firm that has won over 5,000 personal injury cases. And the success rate, 98%. KG Law knows how to win your case. You need a law firm that cares, and that's KG Law. 877-KG-CARES. That's K-A-J-Y. Online at kgcares.com. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, call KG Law now. That's kgcares.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ah, the boring drums. All right, here we go. College football right around the corner. AP Top 25 is out. Tom has hand-selected a series of teams. It's up to us to decide, are they overrated or underrated?
Yeah, and we're going to start with the team in Norman and a team that Michigan is playing the second week of the season, Oklahoma.
I think this team... So, in the coaches poll, I thought was underrated. In this one, I think they're appropriately rated. You think about their... They went and got... What are you looking at me for?
The game is overrated or underrated, not appropriately rated.
What?
The game is overrated, underrated, not appropriately rated.
Okay, I think they should be rated at a... They're right where they should be, damn it!
He's ruining the game, one team in.
No, because I've got other ones that are okay. Overrated, underrated. But this is one where, okay, they were underrated in the coaches poll because they go out and they get a coordinator, youngest coordinator in college football, to come from Washington State. Well, who does he bring with him? His quarterback. Quarterback very familiar with the system. They go get a running back from Cal, who's dynamic, has got speed on the edges, loves to get to the outside. Deion Burks, injured last year, dynamic receiver. They went out to Arkansas Pine Bluff to get another receiver. They have upgraded offensively, defensively, with Brent Venables. He's going to be one calling the defenses this year. This is his season. 6-7 last year, 6-7 in his first year. Mix in a 10-3 record. I know I got to get to the point. They will be good defensively. They've got a freshman All-American at the corner position, Eli Bowen. They're going to, I think, okay. They're underrated. They should be 17.
They're 18.
You're welcome.
I'm going to say a tick overrated. They got 7 ranked games based on the initial top 25 on that schedule. I don't think they're going to be a team that finishes in the top 20.
Can the old Big 12 team step out and compete in the SEC? I think that's the million-dollar question.
Oh,
with
sure.
That
they were 2-6 in the SEC last year.
Yep. Great story to see what Venables does.
Clemson Tigers.
Underrated. Yes, I think they're the number one team in America.
Oh, you kidding me?
Cade Klubnik is a Heisman Trophy candidate, had a big-time junior season. He has elite receiving threats for the first time since Clemson was making national title runs. They have 2 first-round picks potentially on their D-line. Continuity, a guy who's done it before in Dabo. They are underrated at 4.
Overrated. I can't wait to see this first game against LSU. It has to be Brian Kelly's, I'm going to go out there and get a big win moment. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about same sound effect when we get to James Franklin. But I think they're overrated. I don't even think they're a top 10 team.
Ole Miss, the Rebels.
They're 21. I think they're overrated. They lost so much on defense and a first round quarterback. SEC is going to be a minefield.
Ditto. Okay. I don't know what else you want me to say. They are overrated.
Let's go to number 23, the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Oh, wow. Texas Tech. Is there any school that has spent more money on their roster? 5 transfers on offense, 6 transfers on defense. It's a brand new team. And so it's really kind of hard to tell what they're going to be. But at 23, I think until proven differently, I think they're overrated.
They got to go 2 Utah, 2 Kansas State, 2 Arizona State. And you're right. So much turnover. Portal's an unknown. Overrated.
Last year's darling, number 20, Indiana.
Thank you for the fun season. It was really cool. A lot of transfers from JMU coming over with their coach. This year, 5 transfers on offense. None of them familiar with this offense. It will be interesting to see how they act in the Big Ten this year. Schedule lays up for them a little bit.
It's another light schedule.
Fernando Mendoza, transfer quarterback from Cal. A lot of transfers coming out of Cal. I mentioned a running back already going to Oklahoma, quarterback going to Indiana. But I think they're a team that at 20, they're overrated. They don't finish the season in the top 25.
I think they're underrated. I think they'll follow the same blueprint as last year and win a bunch of gimmies and end up in the top 15.
You know what? John used a phrase, last year was cool. I think we're going to see a team like that every single year in college football now because their schedule benefits them. They find a way into the playoff. Let's go to the biggie. You mentioned him earlier. Number 9, LSU Tigers and Brian Kelly.
I have them underrated. And I think there's some questions up front on the O-line, but they were the number 1 portal team in terms of talent coming in. They do that with a stable quarterback, one of the few proven quarterbacks in the SEC. They make case top 5.
I would make a case for top 5 as well. Now the question is going to be, can Brian Kelly, can he do anything with it? Because you have a quarterback coming back. And I went back and looked at some of the throws that Nussmeier made last year. This dude has an unbelievable arm. I think he is going to come out in week 1 and just absolutely hammer the Clemson Tigers.
Really?
Right. Yeah!
Okay.
Ooh, we're going to have some fun with that.
Showdown!
Yeah, Mr. Clemson over there.
All right, one of the teams that everybody always wants back, but then they're never back, the number 10 Miami Hurricanes.
I'm just not a believer in Carson Beck. And I was a believer in Mario Cristobal more when he was at Oregon, but at Miami, his alma mater, I just don't think he gets it done. I think they're a team that at number 10, they're overrated.
I thought it was tailor-made for him last year. They're good for throwing a game away every year because of Mario's in-game coaching. I have them overrated. And by the way, early season, Notre Dame, Florida, big early tone setters.
Number 12, Illinois, kind of the team this year that everybody's kind of buying into.
Over 100 starts combined on that offensive line. I know you like that, John.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say they're a tick overrated. They have a big game with Indiana early in the season. Whoever wins that will end up being
the Illinois-Indiana matchup. Who's it going to be?
You laugh. The winner might win 10 games.
And that will be Illinois. I think they're actually underrated. And some of it is the fact that I have to make a decision and I can't say they're appropriately ranked, but I'm going to say they're underrated because of Altmaier now having some time in the system. Brett Bielema, it's going to take a coach some years to be able to recruit, develop, and whether it's the offensive line, defensive line. He's had some talent on a defensive line, but this is the year where that offensive line really gels with a quarterback that can zip the ball around, schedules light. I think Illinois is underrated.
That Illinois-Indiana game has 17-16 written all over. I just don't know who will win. All right, number 13, and a team that I like this year, South Carolina.
I like this team, too, and I like their quarterback, Lenoris Sellers. You tell me there's a guy that is offered a whole bunch of money, but his response is, I got everything I want right here. I'm from South Carolina. Why would I want to leave and start over? They're taking care of me. They're paying me. I made a commitment. I'm a Heisman Trophy candidate. Give me Lenoris Sellers, and I think this team is underrated. Defense is plays an aggressive style of defense,
but they
too.
Lost a lot of guys on that defense. So I found myself, I got to pick Florida or South Carolina. They're both kind of that trendy, could they break through? I'd lean more Florida, so I'll say South Carolina's a tick overrated.
Overrated Cox. Let's go with number 5, Georgia.
There's been some, I always just gloss over that. There's been some slippage with the Bulldogs. At 5 feels a little steep. I went slightly overrated.
Yeah, I think they're overrated as well. Gunnar Stockton, I just don't have faith that he could be a quarterback that can navigate the SEC, the schedule that they're going to be playing this year. Yeah, I think there's some slippage, so I'm going to go overrated.
All right, you mentioned James Franklin early. Number 2, Penn State.
Want to say it the same time? 1, 2, 3.
Overrated. Well, because if I say they're underrated, that puts them at number 1.
Yeah.
So by default, they've got to be overrated. And if there's a team on this list that is just oozing with potential, it's Penn State. Quarterback, running backs. Wide, they went to the wide receiver portal.
Again.
3 wide receivers. Now, they got some speed out there, but it's going to be a matter of can Alar be the quarterback that they need him to be, the leader that they need him to be.
Yeah, again, can they find separators? Is it second year Kotelnicki, the OC from Kansas? But Aller's where it starts and ends. I just don't believe in him.
And finally, we go local. And this is hard, I think. Number 14, Michigan.
Go ahead, my friend.
Well, you're going to say underrated, right?
No.
I'm going to say overrated
as well. How do you go into a season ranked 14 in the country with an unproven and yet to be determined offensive line, a quarterback competition, and I know that you have the number one recruit in the country, but he is going to be a freshman. What are the receivers? Are we actually going to throw a forward pass and complete it this year for more than 10 yards? Unproven. I don't know. With all this unproven ability offensively, how could you be ranked 14?
Paging Devin McCulley. They need someone to step up in that receiver room.
And I think they can, but it's all potential.
And I know you like what they have stocked on defense, but they did lose 3 high-end defensive linemen in Grant.
Yeah, but I like this defense.
Graham and Stewart.
I think the numbers will be better. You're not going to have one guy like you had with a Grant or a Graham or a Josiah Stewart, but it is going to be hired assassins on defense.
Did we miss someone you want to review on? Overrated, underrated? Let us know. It's 97.1.
Hey, I've been telling you about my experience with Rapid Roofing. I've loved every minute of it. My wife and I, a few years ago now, called my friends at Rapid Roofing, and Mike B and his team came out. Highest quality roofing materials and products in the state of Michigan. They're going to professionally install your new roof and back it up with the best warranties in the business. And if you're not in the market for a new roof, don't worry. Rapid Roofing also offers various other home improvement services such as window and siding installation to enhance your home's curb appeal. And they also offer 0% financing until 2030 or $2,000 cash back. So it's up to you. You choose. You got a couple of different financing options. You can call them at 888-360-ROOF. You can find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com. Get your free quote now. Give yourself the peace of mind and the security of a new roof, maybe some new windows, new siding. 888-360-ROOF or on the web at rapidroofing.com. I can't wait for that Clemson LSU matchup. Lot riding on that game.
Some would say that day could be.
Yeah. And here's your song, Heather.
A beautiful day.
Now I know it.
It's a beautiful day.
Come on.
I'm not gonna be a drop.
Did you end up making a drop of me singing last week? Okay. Oh, is it on my drop board?
He sure did.
Oh yeah, let's hear it.
I don't know where it is, Greg. If you just want to.
Oh, you sure? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't know where that button is. You know where every other button is.
Mm-hmm.
That is why Heather and I don't sing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey. Uh-huh. Come on, John.
That's why I try not to do voices either, because you could end up like Irish Tom.
Yeah. Are you Irish? Like, is any part of you Irish?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not offensive because he's Irish.
Okay.
We did get some ticket texts on overrated, underrated. Then we're going to talk about fixing up Belle Isle because it can be so much more, and there's actually a plan in place where they want you to weigh in to fix Belle Isle. John, I said, did we miss anybody? Texter wanted to know Notre Dame, overrated, underrated. Where'd they check in? Six?
I could tell you right here.
Six.
Notre Dame.
What would
they
you
were
say?
Five in the coaches poll, six. You know what I would say?
Properly rated.
There is a case, by the way, because they're not, to me, one of the top five teams with the quarterback question, but the roster otherwise, like that run game, that defense, Freeman.
So Penn State has a returning quarterback. Clemson has a returning quarterback. LSU, returning quarterback. But you look at the rest of it, and they're all unproven guys. And I know why Texas with Manning is at number one. They've got a lot of talent other than him coming back, and the hype train of the Manning Productions is all out there. But I'm curious as to what Notre Dame could be because they will have a dominant run game.
Yes. And then Jeremiah Love.
CJ Carr behind him and allow him 2-3 games to get comfortable. I think right now, as I would say, like somebody has to be rated six, right?
Yeah. They're good as any.
Yeah.
How about Ohio State? Overrated, underrated from Brandon and Rockwood. They were second in the coaches poll, third in the AP poll. John, I think they're overrated. 14 dudes go to the NFL. It's one shy of the record. The entire D-line they're replacing. They're replacing four or five offensive linemen, both tailbacks. Ibuka, while not their number one receiver, would have been a number one receiver on most teams, and their starting quarterback has 12 career passes.
He's got 12 career passes, and they didn't hit the transfer portal this year. A lot of the same reasons right there, playing late, didn't have the opportunity to hit the transfer portal. But Julian Salen is not an Ohio State recruit. He came over from Alabama.
Yeah, former five-star. There's some talent, but unproven. Look, should they be in the playoff? Yes. Do I think they're one of the three or four best teams in the country? I do not.
Oh, you're just upset that they're ahead of Clemson.
Tex wants to know about USC, Oregon, and Texas. I would say Oregon is slightly underrated. They'd be my pick to win the Big Ten. Texas at number one. Well, I think Clemson's number one, so I guess I would say a tick overrated.
Yeah.
And USC wasn't ranked.
You think Texas, Penn State, and Ohio State are all overrated because they should be behind Clemson.
Klubnik and I, arm in arm, celebrating a national title in January. And USC wasn't ranked, and I don't think they should be.
No. In fact, I don't even know that they got any votes in the AP poll. Oh, no, they did. They got 64 votes in the AP poll, 116. If you had a top 30, they would be in both polls.
Yeah, but who cares about any of these rankings? We are 2 weeks away from Greg Palm, baby.
Yeah.
Right? 2 weeks, I think? 3 weeks?
North Dakota State back at top of the FCS coaches poll.
That is correct. And I believe that the polls that have come out have drastically affected a lot of the numbers. Like Clemson's over-under got bumped up to 10.5.
Yeah.
Oklahoma was at 6.5. They're ranked 18th. And I'm imagining that people would look at a 6.5 number for Oklahoma and say, they're ranked. That must be better
than
6.5.
They should be over, right?
So they got flipped up to 7.5. So interesting to see how that changes the data.
2 weeks from today, Greg Palm, we're getting more of our bells and whistles back for football season. Last ticket text on this. As a lifelong MSU fan and alum, wherever MSU is ranked is overrated. They should be in the 130s. I don't think they'll win a single ball game. Just in time for Luke Sloan to step in for his update. Yeah. Noted Spartan. How do you feel?
I think one game might be a little extreme here.
You think bowl game is kind of where your sights are set?
I think bowl game is very much in reach. If I could look into my magic crystal ball, I'd say 6-7 schedule is pretty favorable, especially early. But the Heat's going to be on if it's no bowl. I mean, that's really safe
to
say.
New AD, got to make a bowl.
Some Spartans do think that they could tap out at maybe 8. I think that might be a little bit optimistic.
So the ceiling would be 2 high-end receivers in Aiden Chiles and some stability from up front on the offensive line. And you just follow that blueprint.
And the holes would be who's going to run the football and who's going to rush the passer.
Yeah, rushing the passer is a huge issue.
Secondary, I think they like a little bit better.
Okay.
Offensive line, too, I think will be improved.
We did get a text supporting State after that bad text saying they will be this year's Indiana in the Big Ten because Aiden Chiles is going to take a huge step.
Well, he's going to have to. A monster. Might be 2 steps. Might be a broad jump.
What about Illinois as last year's Indiana?
I think Illinois could be. They're preseason 12. It's not going to come out of left field.
I don't think they could be Indiana of last year.
And I think Tom was the first person to whisper it. I think it was off air. Nebraska. Year 3, Matt Rhule, where he won double-digit games in year 3 at Temple and Baylor. Second year, Riola. And the schedule, that's the most important part of being Indiana. It's cake. They don't leave their home state until mid-October, and they are a couple winnable games on the road in October. The only loss they may have before November is a coin flip where they host Michigan. If they beat Michigan, they're staring down 10 wins.
They have a very favorable schedule. At Maryland, at Minnesota. And I don't think anybody really knows what Minnesota is going to be this year with DJ Fleck. And I mean, they've traditionally had a big offensive line, powerful offensive line, been able to run the ball, but nobody really knows anything about them in Northwestern. I mean,
terrible.
Yeah.
One of the worst teams in the Big Ten on paper.
Yeah.
Nebraska, keep an eye on them being this year's Indiana. All right, coming up next, Belle Isle. There's actually a push to make Belle Isle even better. And it can be so much more. We'll get to some of the proposals, and we want to know from you, how do we make Belle Isle great? It's 97.1.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more.
Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.